Country Owl.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast. Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
And I made a lot of money in Atlantic City, and I'm very proud of it.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
We owe Japan more than that.
Jimmy, those are funny.
I have a wonderful family.
Yes, you do.
Welcome, everybody.
What is that sound?
I don't know. You can roll with it.
There he is.
Look at that.
Hindo.
Is that you?
I don't think so.
Jimmy, if you could take care of that, then we're going to be fine. Right?
Yeah. Jimmy can't find it out. POS. Big ol' POS. So, welcome back. Welcome to you. Welcome to me. And the crowd. You will soon see the MCKOB in your eardrums, please. It'll make you weep and weaken the knees. Toes curl. Girls squirrel. And eyes look like pearls. Thank you.
Now that was beautiful.
I am everything that I said I am. Keep my shit tight, man. Motherfucking Hoover Dam. And I ain't cracking any time soon. My mindset is fine tuned. This where will be mine soon. Shut down at high noon. Sharp as a harpoon. Crash like a monsoon. Style like a costume. I'm constantly awesome. Voice fresh as spring. Yo, my beats about to blossom. Caution. Get out to pit when I'm moshing. My friends are a high. Yeah, I'm nice and I got them that way. We bows on parade. My bows full of weed, man. Higher than a pterodactyl. You can call me caveman. California raising. Hit me through the grapevine. Dirty BB days again, but man, I'm feeling just fine. I be out in Vegas while your bitches just to state line. I ain't never stopping till I finally feel I got mine. We're never gonna lay down, we ain't going nowhere. You can come and give a try. Our bond is our blood and thicker than water. Like goonies never say die.
Oh,
like goonies never say die.
This is my favorite verse right here. Say die.
Who is this? Hold on, but don't tell me. I keep it is this cool, the band? No, it's like not. It's too rappy.
I get stupid when I want to, Rain Man. I keep it flowing now. I do the rain dance. Man, everybody loves me. Call me Rain Man. Here I go. I be getting so high like a
hey, this guy sounds like, he reminds me of your rap style. You take inspiration from him?
Yeah.
Who is this? I don't know who it is.
Yeah, you do.
No, wait. I was going to guess.
You've heard him 1,000 times.
Wait, let me guess. I can't think of it, though. It's not Vampire Weekend, right? I don't know why I thought that. I don't know anything about music, though. Oh, is this Rome? No. Who is this? I don't know who it is.
You do.
Is it 311?
Just Dirty Heads.
Oh, it's Dirty Heads?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know anything about them.
They're good.
Goonies never say die.
Yeah, well, you're kind of into that right now, right? Like, yeah. Dirty Heads. Do you like Slightly Stupid?
Mm-hmm.
I love Slightly Stupid. I used to listen to them a lot.
Listen to this verse.
Okay, listen up, kiddos. I'm a shark, you're a minnow. Balls on your chin, call
this
your
is your rap.
Jay Leno. Don't go swimming, cause your shit sounds minstrel. We ain't here to play like Dr. Dre, South Central. Spit my bitch, you it's to make you move your tits and shit. To have your body moving, have your hips throwing fits. Willie sitting high, just as
I mean, I wish.
I mean, you're that good. You could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You got raps?
Damn. Thanks, man.
That's total Zach right there.
Yeah, talking about beer and yeah. Food and like, yeah. But then every now and then it's like, I'll bury you 6 feet under the ground. Some weird, like, dark. Yeah, okay.
come and give a try. Our bond is our blood and...
Oh, I hit her. Damn it.
Jimmy.
Put it
on the music
dude,
only, man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I've been giving him money to pay the bill for the Pandora Plus.
He didn't use that money that way. He told me that.
Classic.
Who sings it?
Rodney.
No. Rodney.
That guy?
Lightfoot, man. Gordon Lightfoot.
I can see her lying. Was this song covered in the 90s?
I don't know about that.
No, I think it was, actually.
By who? Like,
No, just some 90s band. Like a one-hit wonder type of thing. Where they covered a band.
I can
like
see
the Verve Pipe or something, you know, where they, like, stole a song and then they didn't get any money and then they just died.
I can see this being, like, in Quentin Tarantino's movie.
Oh, yeah?
Did you watch the new one? Finally?
Yeah, when I had COVID.
And?
Oh,
did you like it?
I had a great time. Yeah, I loved it. It was great. It was a trip.
It was a
right?
trip, yeah.
Because I was it's a Tarantino, so, like, you pretty much spend the whole movie, the first time you watch a Tarantino movie, you're never quite sure where it's going or, like, how you're supposed to interpret it, and you get a little bugged out about, like, what am I supposed to be paying attention to? Also, you know, like, with side stories and stuff, or, you know, where it's going to end up. But holy shit, though, at the end of the movie, by the time you get to the end of every Tarantino movie, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't. That was something. Well, you know, without
yeah, they,
I'm not
yeah.
no spoiler alerts.
Like,
don't worry about it if you haven't seen it. But everybody in the world
yeah,
has seen it.
But I mean, we're past spoilers.
It's like,
but it was
dude,
insane, dude.
It was insane, and it just kept getting crazier and crazier.
Lit her on fire, and then,
what was it like? Dog food or something? Where
yeah,
the can of dog food. Oh my god, that girl. That
he's
poor, like. That girl got
oh,
messed
yeah.
up.
Major fucked up.
Holy shit.
But the whole crazy story behind it is that was like the Tate.
Well, yeah.
Like that was the...
But it was fiction, but it was like
it was, but the neighbor
on,
the
yeah.
neighbor was the one who got murdered, the Tate family.
I know, but
by
she,
the Mansons.
But she lived in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So like they
maybe
diverted.
She didn't.
They diverted
spoiler
the murder.
Don't
oh,
listen to
it's
this.
Not, it's no
fuck
spoiler
you.
After this point, but it's insane, dude. The Charlie Mansons, that was a fucking crazy story of like a...
And the ranch.
Cult
and
yeah,
the,
dude.
It was
absolutely
gnarly,
insane.
Dude.
Tex and all those people, that was crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely
oh, yeah.
insane. So who do you think the most... I don't even know how to use the words, like... The most famous serial killer, I guess, that you can think of.
Adolf Hitler.
You would say he's a serial killer?
Yeah, for sure,
I think he's a war criminal.
Well, okay, but he's still a serial killer. But yeah,
yeah.
Charlie Manson is for... Oh, well, no, or Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
Jack the Ripper was a pretty big one, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Yeah, what other ones are there?
I
mean,
shit.
I fall asleep to Dateline at, like, you know, two nights a week.
Yeah.
At least.
That's a hard one. I've been watching a lot of Law and Order, Criminal, or what's it called? The one with the gangs.
By the way, so speaking of Dateline... I was thinking about great voices. By the way, might I interject right now? We've already talked for a lost
yeah.
hour.
Yeah.
We thought we were recording and we were not. So, cheers. We might hit on some of that stuff, but we probably won't. But the conversation continues. I was thinking about great voices the other day in our modern era and pretty much all time, I guess. But, man, that Dateline voice, right? Keith Morrison, the host of Dateline.
Oh, that pesky DNA.
When he went around the corner, he didn't know what
he
was going to find.
And he found a car that was there and couldn't be right.
But why were those keys in that door on that fateful October night?
And the door was jarred open.
And it was covered with that pesky DNA. Man, all right, check this out. So I was thinking in the spirit of March Madness.
What's his name?
Keith Morrison, man. And I never know his name.
It's not Keith Morrison. Chris Morrison.
No.
It's Keith Morrison?
I think so. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I know a Chris Morrison. I think it's Keith. Shout out.
DNA.
I didn't actually like put together a bracket, but I was thinking it'd be so cool to like put together like a voice bracket.
There we go.
You want to run through a quick bracket? We're not going to do 64. The fields can't be that big.
Give me one and I'll try to do one, and then you do one.
Let's do the Elite Eight of voice actors.
Give me one.
And I think I got the top eight, but I might catch some flack for this.
Give me one and then give you one so I can do one too. I want to partake.
I didn't seed it right, but let's just go. Let's just go. All right.
Give me one.
Let's run through this Elite Eight. Keith Morrison, Mr. Dateline himself, that pesky DNA, versus Marty Stauffer.
Oh, it's Marty Stauffer here, and we're just sitting out here in Deloitte and the beautiful nature. And if you look twice, you see two cubs of a brown bear looking to the east.
And then
if you look, there's a mountain. That's it.
Who do you take?
I could keep going, but I love Marty Stauffer.
I know, classic voice.
Grew up on that one.
I didn't pull that off the internet. I made this with my own heart.
All right, yours now.
Well, all right, we got to determine a winner because we got to proceed on to round two.
Oh.
Keith Morrison, Marty Stauffer. I take Keith Morrison, probably.
Okay. That voice I agree.
Is haunting my dreams.
Yep, I agree.
Two nights a week.
Oh, that pesky.
Okay. I know I'm a little worried about the seating. Let's just proceed though. Onward. Sam Elliott versus Vincent Price.
I don't know who Vincent Price is. Well, I do.
Give me your Sam. Let's let the listeners kind of decide, but they don't get the say in the long run. But give me Sam Elliott. I'll give you Vincent Price. Okay.
Well, you pussy, you look down there, you know what's going on. This is North America country. Damn it. I just look at you both and I know you ain't gonna make it.
Very nice. You breathed right. It was great. Good delivery. Vincent Price, I'm gonna do two parts. Vincent Price. Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
Sounds like the Halloween song. It was a monster mash. I think.
Thriller, man.
I think you won.
Sam Elliott, though, man. The dude talks. He's...
Oh, I watched 1883, so...
You're fresh off of that.
Yeah, highly coached on Sam Elliott. They ain't gonna make it.
I take Sam Elliott.
Bunch of pussies.
You want to take Sam Elliott to the round two?
Sure.
So I have two pencils. I just dropped one. He's definitely more prominent in today's culture, so we'll go there. James Earl Jones versus Morgan Freeman.
I can't do James, so I'll do Morgan. Well, Andy Dufresne over there, he asked for a rope, and I knew that he wouldn't hang himself, but with looking in his eyes and the decisions he made lately, well, he might just do it.
That was all right. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Was that a good line for line? Were you doing it line for line?
Yeah.
Nice job. Then I guess you did all right. I'll give you that. I don't have a James Earl. I mean,
what
Luke, I am your father.
What or movie? Like, what movie is he off of?
What movie he's not in? Star Wars, Field of Dreams, Sandlot.
Oh, the old guy. Darth Vader?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
But think about, you know, like...
He was Simba's dad.
Mufasa? Mufasa.
These are our fours.
Let's give it to James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree.
All right, last part of the first round. I got Liam Neeson and Christopher Walken.
Oh, you got the Christopher, so I'll do Liam. You took my data. I can't. Hold on. Let me rethink. You took my data. Damn it. You took my data. And for that, I cannot forgive you. There's no place you can run that I cannot find you. I am a bad motherfucker, and you are a worse motherfucker.
Wow.
That sounded like Christopher Walken. That was in my head.
It's a hard one, though.
I can't do the English accent.
I'm going to give you a wild card. Okay. You want to take Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Take Sean. Let's do Sean Connery up against Christopher Walken.
Okay. Here we go. Damn it, Christopher. We can find the bombs. You don't have to go far for the bombs. They're on our island.
Good. That was all right. It wasn't bad. I mean, that's what I would think you would
do. Yeah. I mean, what movie was that off of?
I don't even know.
With Nicolas Cage.
Oh, The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Christopher Walken. Your tone. You're talking to my guy all wrong. You're talking to my guy all wrong. He got in the car. The seatbelt unbuckled. Hey, does your mother sew? Bah! Have a sew that!
I think Christopher wins on that one.
Christopher Walken. Yeah. I don't even...
Yeah, two against two.
Nobody can do that, though. It's so hard. All right, Christopher Walken just can talk in a cadence that is all his own.
Whoa. So, how about your mother?
There you go. That's where it is. Turd Ferguson. All right. So then we take Keith Morrison up against Sam Elliott in the final four.
Sam Elliott.
I agree.
Who does Sam Elliott? Oh, yeah, okay. I already did it.
We don't need to do it again.
No.
James Earl Jones, Christopher Walken, boy oh boy for an iconic voice.
I want to do my main. You know what I'm talking about, but you don't. And you don't want to come to me. I tell you two times that I'm coming with the fire. But you don't agree with me. Now listen. I ain't here to tell you against me. But I'm here to tell you that I'm the best. I'm the best. There's 2 minutes in life that you can give to your woman. But tell me this. Are you going to be there? Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah. Robert De Niro.
He should have been in here.
Yeah.
There's a lot, guys.
I can do a Robert De Niro.
We couldn't do a big field. We just don't have the time.
I disagree.
Oh, God. I'm just a dude dressed like another dude playing another dude. Is that Robert De Niro?
Yeah. No, it's Robert Downey Jr.
I don't think it'd be fair to not give this title to James Earl Jones, though.
The fucking Star Wars guy?
Dude, he's more than the Star Wars guy, man. He's got the deepest voice in cinematic history.
Oh, Andy Dufresne.
Oh, he already lost, though, man.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That day, Andy Dufresne cracked a cold one and lived the life that...
You gotta Yeah, he did say that.
I can't do that. But that's a good line. I love that part of that movie.
He sat up on that. No, that was Morgan Freeman singing that.
Well, I know it wasn't Andy Dufresne. No, I'm saying you started talking about it. Yeah, Morgan Freeman. He already lost. I feel bad.
How dare you?
You could almost take this competition to pretty much that. What's that comedy guy that does all the impressions? Like Spot.
Oh, the white guy?
The fuck on, yeah.
Oh, shit. He's always on NFL.
Yeah, all the time. He's always on John Madden and stuff.
What is
his name? We need to call him up. We need to get him. Yeah, he'll know.
You got it, man.
He'll know who wins. He can do them all. Oh, maybe we'll do a, you know what? We'll get him on that app with the stars. We'll get some time with him. Anyways, you want to chalk that up?
Yeah, chalk it up.
Let's chalk it up. Congratulations to James Earl Jones. I think he won. You calling him? Are you serious right now?
Yeah, just looked him up.
Damn. Here it goes. Oh, the fly's alive again. Here, you talk to him. I'm gonna kill this fly.
Please leave your message for 97.
Bummer.
Big bummer.
Well, anyways, onward, I guess. We can... you want to tell you about... You want me to tell you about the carrots?
You already talked about them.
I know nobody heard it. I mean...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, no.
We won't talk about carrots. But we had a good lengthy discussion about them carrots.
Carrot topping. Booty topping.
You trying to get him again?
What's up?
What up, dog?
Nah, what are you doing?
You're live on our podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I just fucking pulled into a gas station. I'll call you back in a second.
No
you,
shit.
You promise? Well, fuck that. You stay on. Stay on. Well, you're
no, I got to go into gas station. You're on speakerphone. I'll call you back.
Pat, that's not fair. Take your phone.
Wow. You called Pat? I love Pat.
I know.
We're going to talk to Pat on the podcast?
Well, I hope so.
This is great. This is great. All right. Rolling with it, man.
We'll find out.
He better call back.
He'll call back. That's Pat. That's my dude.
In the meantime.
I talked to him quite a bit, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I never talked to Pat.
Dude, he's on ships.
I know. Well, yeah. I talked to him the last time I was on a ship, and that was like... All right. Let me clarify something for y'all, in case you don't know. So Andy and I, we work in the same industry together. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. For the same company.
Yep.
On the same project, we work pretty closely. We're building a building, so you know we're pretty close. So it's
biggest
pretty,
building in Portland.
It's pretty. It might be. It is now.
It is
right now. It is.
It's a big bitch.
But we're you know it's that says a lot. That's a testament to why we want to get together and talk on a freaking microphone all the time. So there you have it.
You know, yeah, it's a, to be honest with you guys, it's like a stressfully relief, just talking, like, and Zach's my best friend.
In the world.
Yeah, just talking and, like, letting things go and just being stupid and being fun, and that's, like, what, like, the podcast is all, that's what it's supposed to be about to me. Like, yeah. we just have fun, like, you know.
I mean,
you,
we work together all day, and that's work.
And you might fast forward through some parts of the podcast, and I get it, whatever.
Probably but, during the last episode, you might.
Yeah.
You might get tired of that song after about 5 minutes.
But it's the stupid parts that, like make you laugh. Like that's what gets me like back, like in the podcast studio with Zach, and like I'm like, man, we could make some people laugh, you know. That's what, to you me, know, that's what it's all about. Like this is, just stupid stuff.
Well, it all started, you know, we probably talk on the phone at least every other day.
Yeah, exactly.
After working together all day.
All day.
We'll call each other at night.
Just for stupid stuff. And it's usually me who calls. Dumb stuff.
But we entertain each other
during
those phone calls, and it was like, we should record these phone calls. So we started trying to record our phone calls. It's really hard to record phone calls. It's actually like against some law to have an app that's able to record phone calls.
It sounds like shit.
You know, obviously we have ways around that. Yeah. We're working on it anyways, but that's why we're here. Yeah. That's why we're doing this. Just honest, a little behind the scenes is...
It's how it started.
We just like talking and hanging out.
Some stupid stuff that our wives let us get away with. And we get together and we got microphones and... Thank God Zach's got the equipment, and we just talk and do stupid things, and I don't know. It's fun, and it's a relief for us. To me, it's a relief. It's fun.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It all came down to why we should share this fun. We have so much fun together all the time.
Yeah, we're idiots.
We do, and we go on...
Complete idiots.
We've been through so much together.
The stuff we talk about.
We are complete idiots.
Yeah.
And we continue to go on. We go on vacations together. Yeah. We go on road trips and hunting trips and all kinds of stuff. And I mean, we've been doing it for 20 years together now with this bullshit. And it's so silly. And
I think you guys like it.
The world needs some silliness, and that's all it comes down to. That's why we don't talk about the world. We just talk about fun.
Enough is enough with the stupid stuff. Let's just talk silly and be fun and be friends.
And there's one of the silliest, funniest guys is one of the ones you just called right now. And I hope to God he calls back after he gets his gas.
He'll call back. Guarantee it. That's Pat. That's P-Dog. He'll call back.
There he is.
There he is. What's up, Pat?
Nada. What are you up to?
We're doing a podcast, me and Zach.
Pat.
Oh, yeah?
Hey.
How you doing?
Can you hear him?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good to hear your voice, man.
How's that? Hey, you too. How you been?
How was it filling that tank up?
Yeah, what'd that spin you?
I didn't fill up the tank. I was just getting beer.
All right.
Fucking cocksucker. Look God at bless you. This is a wily vet. You siphoned another car, didn't you?
Say again?
I said you siphoned another car, didn't you? So you can get beer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fucking driving. God damn it.
What state are you in? Where are you at?
I'm in Monterey, California.
Monterey?
I just left San Diego this afternoon.
Are you still on the Skilly Egg or whatever? Are you still on the ship?
I quit in February.
Good for you, man.
And so, yeah. Yeah, that's why I was down in San Diego. I was taking these government vessel classes.
For what?
So I can work on like government ships, like.
Oh, gotcha.
They're like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Military Sealift Command.
Nope, I can't say that I have.
It's a civilian operated Navy ship.
Hey, you can't say too much. You're live right now. You're on a podcast, okay?
What?
So don't say anything you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Don't incriminate yourself.
If you tell us you don't want us to post it, we won't.
We can take this offline.
Yeah.
what?
You're not going to start talking about aliens or anything, right?
Yeah, or Putin.
No.
the Russians and shit.
Nice, Pat. Man, it's so good to hear your voice.
What?
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 What are you guys up to?
What are you getting all aggressive?
Yeah. What are you guys up to?
Dude, we're sitting in Zach's treehouse right now doing a podcast. It's a great
where?
Zach's treehouse.
Oh, you got a treehouse?
Yeah, dude. Pat. Zach has a treehouse.
Oh, cool. Where at?
It's in Silverton, man.
Yeah, his
my house.
Yeah, his house.
So you live over.
Don't put my address out there.
What is that fucking?
By the school
area called though.
Not
by but because yeah. I'm not on. I don't know where I'm at, Pat. I just don't.
Oh yeah. That's there right. I heard it was like
down the hill. Somebody. Down the hill.
I'm gonna get robbed.
Yeah, it was like or some shit.
Don't say that either.
Damn well, it. People fair know enough. It. I think we're good there.
Oh.
You crazy son of a bitch, dude. I miss you.
All right, San Diego. Man, Pat,
I fucking miss you.
You've done it all, man.
When are you going to come back?
I'm driving back up tomorrow morning.
No shit.
To Oregon?
Yeah.
Silverton. Parents?
No, I live in Portland.
He's got you have a house in Portland still.
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody what street you live on?
Hey,
nobody, even Uber drivers can't find my shit. Amazon can't find my shit.
Do you want to come to our job site? You should come check out the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah. Come down on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday would be perfect.
We're having a huge barbecue.
Yeah, we'll feed you. Yeah.
Did you say a barbecue?
Barbecue. We topped out the building. We're building a 35-story building, and we just poured.
No, I know. I've seen it for sure.
Nice.
It's only 35.
Wow.
Okay.
There's some weird M floors
it looked
in there.
Oh, fuck.
It's the third largest building in Portland.
Yeah.
Come on Wednesday. Right. We'll get you food, and then we'll go do some drugs in the parking garage.
I'll edit that part out.
No drugs. That was a joke.
Why don't we play drums off the building? No, right?
We'll play some drums in the parking garage. Yeah, I'll bring drums.
No, fly drums, not drugs or drums. Drones.
Drones. We can fly drones.
Do you have a drone?
We actually could drive. We could probably get a permit for that. We could do that.
Do you have a drone?
UVA.
Are you talking right now or what?
I talked to him today. Yeah.
Is he still flying drones?
Or can't talk about that.
Yeah, something like that.
Probably can't talk about it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
He told me he was fucking going to the fucking Pentagon for like a meeting, though, in a few weeks.
No shit.
Yeah.
What a badass.
Yeah.
I can't.
And this government vessel ship I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to get a security clearance. So I might go work for his company in a little while, maybe.
Do you really want to do that, though? Are you going to have a guilty conscience?
He makes a good living wage.
But he
why
killed...
Why would I... Why?
Because he shoots people,
no,
doesn't he?
Andy, we can't talk about that, first of all. But second of all, he doesn't shoot people.
You're right. I shouldn't talk about it.
He films people getting shot.
Films people.
Okay. Nobody really knows what he fucking does, but...
Do what? You know what he does. You know what he does.
Did we say his name?
No.
I'm editing shit. We have to edit shit.
Yeah, we're...
Pat, rest easy. This Don't is worry, not man. Live.
It's going to get all right.
It's not going
to I'm not edited. Worried about it.
Yeah, me neither, man. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Was actually going to come on here and tell us about aliens and shit as an anonymous person, but it didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
But oh, yeah? he does he actually have some info about aliens. He's all classified and stuff.
It's a problem. We got to give him that. Yeah. What's that drug? The truth serum or something?
You don't. All you need to. It's just LSD. Called beer. It doesn't. It all comes out at some point. We got to edit all this out. Like, this isn't. Hey, Pat. So how's the weather down there in San Diego?
I'm in Monterey. I left San Diego this afternoon.
Got you.
It was a lot warmer there. It's a little fucking foggy here, but it's still warm. It's 55 outside.
Wow, that's about the same here. We're actually kind of having a heat wave.
That's what we got going on.
Yeah, it wasn't that, like, when I drove down a week ago, it wasn't that much warmer here than it was in Oregon.
Hey, Pat.
Lunch, huh?
Hey, Pat.
What's up?
Hey, what's your go-to St. Patty Day's food?
Go-to St. Patty's Day food?
Yeah, yesterday.
I don't know. I had tacos. Fuck that. I don't really have
what the fuck, Pat? Tacos.
I was in San Diego. I was in San Diego, man. What do you expect?
I don't know. Some corned beef, like
I don't like fucking. I fucking hate that shit, dude. Corned beef and cabbage.
Not even the
beef gets like.
What about the sandwich?
Stuck in my teeth and shit.
What about the sandwich?
I like pastrami. Yeah, I like a good pastrami sandwich.
A good.
I know it's pretty much the same thing, but.
So you hate the Irish. You hate the Irish.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You hate Irish. I get it. I get it. Well, fuck, man. I've never seen that coming from you. Figure you'd be an Irish guy with the corned beef.
The Irish?
Yeah, just the corned beef and hash and Irish whiskey, the green beers, the titties. Everything, really.
I was hanging out with another Patrick yesterday.
Yeah, and your name is fucking that? Patrick. Fuck, man. Come on.
Say fucking Patrick's day.
Yeah. How dare you?
Oh, yeah. From Philadelphia.
Philly guy, huh?
He's actually Irish, like Catholic Irish fucking...
Hardcore.
Patrick, though.
Hardcore Patrick.
Fucking big red beard and shit.
Yeah. What part of Philly is he from?
I forget the name. It's like fucking starts with the F. Some fucking like
Shamrock
area.
Shamrock ones.
Shamrock with an F. Yeah.
He's fucking red. So.
I don't know, like fucking Flanders or some shit. Some like suburb of Philly.
God damn it, Pat.
God damn it. Pat.
I'm kind of missing you right now after talking to you.
You know what I'm thinking right now? I'm just envisioning you driving down the road in your old Plymouth, purple Plymouth with the faded top.
The old fucking, P-Ride. The white Jeep. We need the white Jeep.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the Jeep?
Yeah, the desert. The desert run.
Yeah, we'll go up those fucking sand dunes and shit and fucking ride the golf tours around Arizona. And fucking Shaner can eat those Skittles that taste like bleach.
Yeah. Mike's head
Mike's looks eyes like can the, glow red.
He looked like the devil.
And we'll eat chocolate to make it better.
Yeah.
Fuck, no, dude. What a fucking trip, dude. What year was that in, you think? That was like 03, probably?
No, 04? No, it was...
03. I graduated in 02. And I feel like that was like...
It was 02.
02? Jesus Christ.
Well,
dude.
Mike was
that
in,
was 20,
Mike was in
20
college.
Yeah, he was in college.
So it had to be 01. It had to be like fucking 01 or 02.
'02.
I don't think he made it long in college.
So that was 20 years ago, guys.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We went on that road trip 20 years ago. Sean Palmer with the TV, the shitty TV, in the back of the little white Jeep.
And Keith wouldn't let us ride on his boat.
No. Keith didn't want nothing to do with us.
I didn't even fucking remember that guy's name until you guys said that.
I just said it because I just remembered it. By the way, this is the worst podcast conversation ever because it's all us three right now, and that's just fine because I'm so happy to be talking to you right now. This is so cool.
Yeah, that was a good trip, man. That was a fun trip.
Funnest trip.
To be honest, I don't remember going home.
No, I know that we stopped in a casino.
On the way home?
On the way home in Nevada. On the way home, and we were worn out. We were like rugged. Yeah. And we went into that casino and ate breakfast. It was a breakfast. It was an all-nighter drive. And we're like,
Was it fucking Rainbow? Was it like a $2 breakfast?
I talked to
Renata about this place like 2 months ago. On like I was chatting with her, and I was like, "What's the name of that fucking $2 breakfast place?" And it was called like the Rainbow Room or some shit.
Sounds about right.
I remember we ate and ran, and we fucking got chased. I don't remember, by some hillbillies.
Oh, okay. Wait, never mind. That couldn't have been it because if it was only $2 breakfast.
No, it wasn't in Vegas.
Oh, where was it?
It was somewhere in the dude, we were driving
coming
deserts,
back.
Man.
Yeah, coming back.
It was
from
like desert,
Havasu.
Desert. Yeah, it was on the way home. I remember. Actually, I don't remember.
We
dining
and dash?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
we didn't. We didn't go through Reno. I know that. I think we went more.
No,
like,
we went Barstow back. Yeah, I think we stayed on. We cut over to I-5 as soon as possible, but it was. Well, I know the way down there. So did you remember that? So the white Jeep, like it didn't stay running at stoplights. We had to like. Restart it at every time we came to a stop, we had to restart it. That was so messed up.
It was a battery because we were playing Nintendo the whole time.
We were playing Sean Palmer on the PS2 in the back of the Jeep with the beanbag the entire way, and I just remember driving through the desert on the way down there, going through like outside of Barstow. Going through the desert as the sun came up and listening to...
Yeah, I think you were in power driving.
And listening to Outlaw Heart, whatever that band was. You know that's...
I don't know.
Whatever song that was. Yeah. You know that song with Lars Fredriksson playing the slide guitar?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
There was definitely a playlist for that trip.
Go ahead, Pat.
What's up?
You're a go.
Yeah,
you're
I was saying,
go.
Go ahead.
I felt like I talked over you. I don't know. That was a crazy trip.
I gotta get the dog out of the car.
Get the dog out of the damn bathroom. Car.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna, like, I have to get her leash on and fucking go take her for a walk and shit. I just got to the hotel.
All right, do
it. I don't know. I hope to see you guys on Wednesday.
I'll see you on Wednesday if you want.
Call
us. See you.
Call us, dude. Call us around like 7. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
7 on Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right.
Call us anytime. Let's plan something. I want to see you.
Yeah, he's coming to the job.
All right, man.
7
in the morning?
Yeah, I'll be around.
Yeah.
Or what's...
Call us Tuesday. Call us anytime.
I can't do Tuesday. What?
Call us, I mean, and let's set it up. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to see you, man.
I'll talk to you guys later. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, man. Fuck later. You, man. Hasta luego, man. Nego.
That's that. Man, good to talk to him, though. That's cool.
This is a cool cat. Old school.
A little reminiscing.
It's fucking...
That guy's been around the world, though, you know, with all of his talents. And he has so many of them. So, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. I gotta be home.
All right. Well, put those back on. Let's end it, and let's go.
It's 10:30.
All right, we're done here tonight.
Are we? Are we on still?